I am here to preview the track season. Track season will get started here on January 11th. So once we get back from Christmas break, track season will be full go. But I do have a few runners here in the studio. I'm going to go ahead and have them introduce themselves today.
All right, I'm Sienna. I'm a senior here, and I'm on the sprint side of the team. I'm on the 200 and 400, and I long jump.
I'm Austin Hernandez. I'm a sophomore. I'm more the distance side of things. I run the 8, the 16, the DMR, and whatever coach puts me in.
So yeah, you have a while before the season actually starts. So go ahead and walk us through what your typical practice is getting ready here for the season.
Getting ready for the season, it's really one of those things where coach has us right now on a 10-day break before we start actual training again and starting picking it back up.
For the sprints and throwers side of things, we started really, really early. We did a lot of conditioning, and then we went straight into actual practices, and we've been practicing for a while now, actually.
Austin, just to ask you a little bit, cross-country season is officially over. What are some things that you felt went well with cross-country, and what are some things you're hoping to get better going into this track season?
That's a good question, Pat. Some things that went well this cross-country season, I think the team, we really bonded as a whole, guys and girls side, and I think moving forward on the track side of things, I think we can bring that to the track side to where we all, sprints, jumps, hurdles, and distance, we're all mixed together to where we just bond.
And this is Coach Yakno's second year as coach. She's had a full year of recruiting under her belt. How important do you think that'll be actually having a lot of runners and more athletes altogether for the team?
Yeah, we did get a lot of good freshmen this year. There's a lot more people just even on the sprint side. Like, the distance side really hasn't had a problem these past few years with pulling numbers, like, and bring people onto the team. Like, last year there was 2 girl sprinters, and now we brought at least 3 more, and they're decent runners. Like, they bring substantial, like, talent to them.
It's exciting times, and I know it's always been kind of frustrating for the track runners, knowing, like, oh, we don't have someone in this event, so it kind of hurts our team score. So actually having people to compete in almost all the events will definitely be important, and hopefully give you guys a chance to compete in conference as well as just in the different events that you guys will run in throughout the year. You guys always normally go on a trip somewhere warm. Where are you guys going this year? Are you guys excited?
We're going to Myrtle Beach again, to Coastal Carolina.
That's pretty exciting. I know it's normally not super, super warm there. Do you get at least enjoy the beach a little bit at all when you're there?
Not really. Last year we kind of struggled with that because with how the distance runners, especially I can speak on that part, how we had just events back to back, and we didn't really enjoy ourselves. We didn't really have any downtime because we usually had stuff planned throughout the day, and then us having our events obviously on top of that.
It's a really big meet, so naturally.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And to finish it up, Sienna, your senior season, what are some things that you're looking forward to through this season, and what are some goals you're looking to accomplish?
I definitely like the memories aspect of the team. I'm really excited to make memories with some new people and just to have these memories to hold with myself for the rest of my life. And I'm really excited to see how the team does this year. We do have a lot of talent, and everyone's put a lot of work in this preseason, so I'm excited to see how it goes and what we can do.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. I have another athlete here in studio. I'm going to go ahead and have him introduce himself.
I'm Justin Kaufman. I'm a senior pole vaulter.
And Justin, what has been some preparations you guys have done this off season to get ready for this upcoming season?
Well, a lot of it starts about the middle of June, and we do a lot of lifting. We stay on our lifting cycle all the way through till we get to school, and then we kind of go through these things. couple weeks where it's tough, and we do a lot of intense training, a lot of cardio, a lot of strength building, and we go right into our preseason lifting and sprint workouts.
This is Coach Yakno's second season under the helm. You've had two different coaches now. What do you think Coach Yakno brings to the table to really get this track team to the next level?
Oh, first thing that comes to mind is energy. She can be a little crazy at times, and sometimes that's just what we need.
Yeah, and also another thing we were talking about with Austin and Sienna was the fact that there's a lot more athletes this year. So that way you actually have people competing in each event. How important will that be for team scores and just the overall just atmosphere with the team?
It's helped out a lot. Like as far as those first couple weeks when we get back to campus, there's been a lot more team camaraderie and everything this year. Having like everyone else around, it's just awesome. It's a great feeling.
And then going to Myrtle Beach, are you excited to go to Myrtle Beach? I know Austin, Sienna, you guys don't get a lot of free time. Do you ever try and sneak over to the beach a little bit and be able to relax?
Since I'm only a vaulter and that's really all I do, I compete one day for a couple hours. So with it being a two-day meet and we're down there for 3 days, I get plenty of free time. So I was definitely down at the beach last year.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know Austin, he said with him being a long distance, he really doesn't get to. So at least a few guys get to enjoy the beach. And then for pole vaulting, you lost your coach left last year to go to Finley. How has that been an adjustment for you mentally and just pole vaulting altogether?
Well, we lost Coach Dylan going into my junior year, and I was coachless for most of the season last year, and that was really tough. Vault's one of those things where you have to have someone there, because if you're thinking while you're vaulting, you're not going to vault. Bad things are going to happen. Sometimes you just got to do, and you got to have someone else thinking for you. So last season was very tough, to say the least, and we also lost our core group of vaulters. We lost a vaulter to Finley. One just decided not to come back out, and then Tori Bowen ended up coming out, but even though she's not coming out this year. But going into this year, we have a new coach, Ellie Bradick, and she's been phenomenal. We're seeing lots of improvement from the first couple practices and everything, and it's really looking up this year. I'm hitting a lot of good marks just from short runs, short pulls in practice.
That's great to hear. I mean, I can't imagine not having a coach not there to be able to help you all season. So I commend you on that. But last go around, senior season, what are some things you're looking forward to accomplishing? And what are some goals you're looking to accomplish as well?
About the middle of this summer, I kind of had an oh crap moment. I've been competing since T-ball. All the way up through, and I was like, this is the last year for anything, and I took everything very seriously. I'm hoping to hit a couple good marks, get some good placing at conference. I'd love to go top three and make the podium and be all HCAC. That'd be awesome, but we'll just kind of see how the dice fall.
Yeah, so good luck in the season. Like I said earlier, the season does start out January 11th. Thank you for coming in, and good luck.
Thanks.